Perry Mason, brought to you by Tides, T-I-D-E, Tides, Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle. Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Benedict. Harry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice. Tide, T-I-D-E. Tide is Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle. Whoa, slow down, Franny. That sounds mighty good. But it'd sound even better if you'd say something about Tide and those new sudsing discoveries.
Okay, Ted, listen to this. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known.
Music to my ears, Franny. And so true. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other known product made for washing clothes. You see, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens those soap gel colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, towels, curtains, whiter than any other washing product known. Sound almost too good to be true? Maybe so, but lady, it is true. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide.
Hovering between life and death on a small white bed in the police hospital. Her lawyer, Perry Mason, is moving quickly to prove her innocent of the murder of Sid San Marino.
How?
Well, by showing the actual murderer to be Sergeant Bill Barker, who Mason also believes did his best to murder Nora, make his crime appear as suicide. What does Mason intend to do? He knows Barker is superstitious, and he intends to make use of this weakness to soften Barker up. And then Mason intends to hold a fake seance with Harriet Fragg, Nora's mother, in charge. And here he hopes to get a complete confession. An unusual way of trapping a murderer, isn't it? Well, now, it's about an hour after the close of yesterday's episode, but just about noon, as Mason returns to his office.
No word from Paul Drake yet?
Nope.
Get hold of his office, Del.
Never mind.
Impatient, Pete?
Yes, very.
Oh, you know, it's only been a few hours. Maybe it isn't easy to find some nice, damp, moldy-smelling clothes.
Mm.
Here's some nice memos from Jackson instead.
Oh.
Well, they have to be answered.
Well, they don't have to be answered now. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, don't be so disgruntled. You can't be haunting Bill Barker every minute.
Well, I'd like to be. Now, that's the way I'm going to get Nora off.
I know.
And I want to get her off, Della, before she regains consciousness. Her mother says I can call her. Girl gets herself in a jam and... Oh, she's sorry. She suffers, but... Nothing compared with the sorrow and suffering of her parents. Stop it. But remind me to never philosophize before lunch again, hmm? All right, let's have a look at Jackson's memo.
Oh. Saved by the bell.
Come in, Paul.
Hello, Perry. Hi, you gorgeous secretary, you.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, boy, did you hand me a job.
You got the clay?
No.
You mean to tell me you...
I got something better. Hey, give me a cigarette, somebody.
I don't have any. Look, I don't want something better, Paul. I want clay.
I thought I made it clear that I wanted Clay.
The chief is in a bad mood today, Paul. Oh. Here, have one of my cigarettes.
You don't have to tell me he's in a bad mood. Well, it's a fate worse than death, but I'll smoke one of your cigarettes.
Oh, you mean it's a fate better than buying your own.
Thanks. Yeah, you'll be the happiest little lawyer in the world when you see what I've got for you, Perry. Mm. Right here in this leather case. Mm. I'll put it on your desk. You see, the trouble with you, Mr. Mason, is you do things the hard way.
Never mind the pitchman speech.
You want the smell of good, moldy clay. So, what do you ask for?
Clay.
Exactly, Miss Street.
So what should I have asked for? Roses?
Oh, we live in a scientific age, Perry. You want to build a bridge, you go to a construction engineer, right?
I don't want to build a bridge.
But you do want the smell of clay.
Mm.
So, to cut a long story short, I'll tell you where you get it. From an odor engineer.
What?
An odor engineer?
Exactly. Nowadays, they can duplicate practically any odor known to man. And a few of the doctors. Let me demonstrate. Now, in this test tube, I have...
Mr. Mason, don't crowd me, please.
Give me a chance to unscrew the top.
Will you stop clowning?
There. There we have it. Now the cap is off. Will you sniff this, Mr. Mason? And tell your lovely secretary, with whom I am madly in love, what you smell.
Dark smells, boats, tar, rope, salt water.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right the first time. And now, Della, I'm going to try you.
Yeah?
No. Don't back away. Just sniff what I have in this tube.
What is it, Paul?
Won't hurt you. Sniff.
Oh, Paul. How can you do this to me?
She recognizes it.
Just before lunchtime, too.
Why, what is it, baby?
Oh, steak. Perfectly broiled steak. The kind I always order and never get a chance to eat.
Okay, Paul. Well, if we're convinced about your odor engineer, he's a great guy. But I still...
Wait. I haven't come up with a flash finish. Give me a chance, will you? Now, ladies and gentlemen of the Perry Mason office, I hold in my hand a third container. Would anyone care...
Here, let me smell it.
You're spoiling my act. All right, go ahead. Here you are. Moldy enough. Clay enough.
Sniff this, fella.
No, I'll stay with the steak odor. Oh, well. Oh.
No like you, huh?
Definitely not. I... Oh, give me the shiver, Paul. Oh, that awful smell.
Oh, nothing but a clay smell.
Nothing but... It smells like a fresh tomb.
So you like my odor engineer, huh, Perry?
I'll buy him. How do you think Barker will like it?
I don't know, but I can guess.
Well, now we have to give Barker's apartment a dose of this.
All done. What? I was so sure of my ground, rather my clay smell, that I'm afraid I broke and entered Sergeant Barker's apartment.
Why, Paul!
Oh, no burglary. No, I left something. On the walls, on the woodwork, in the closets. As a matter of fact, the whole place smells like a nice, fresh grave.
Well, Paul, I take back all the mean things I've been thinking about you.
Oh, thanks. I'd rather have a bonus.
And I'd like to have a periscope over that transom when Barker gets home.
Why, he sounds almost good-natured again, Paul.
Why, I've been good-natured all the time.
Oh.
Just as I've been anxious to get started haunting Barker. Now that the thing is started, what was in that second bottle? That one you smelled, Bella?
Steak smell. Good steak. No hamburger. Why?
Oh, nothing. Only just to show you that my heart is in the right place, if you like. I'll take you out and buy you a lunch to go with that smell.
If I like. Come on, Paul. Let's get started before he changes his mind.
A couple of hours later, on the back stairs in the apartment house on the west side, we hear...
What's that?
Whistling. Just a kid whistling downstairs.
You're not nervous, are you, Donna?
Well, yeah. Why not?
What have you to be nervous about?
As if you didn't know. What do you think Joe Wygott would do to me if he...
If he knew you were a school pigeon tomorrow? She wouldn't do anything, Donna. Not a thing.
Sergeant Barker,
as long
you...
as you play ball with the right side, Donna, you've nothing at all to worry about.
Huh.
Until I get my keys.
Oh, I'll be glad to sit down. Oh, you won't believe it, but I've been trying to save enough money to get a good pair of shoes for almost a year. Almost had enough once. I don't know why I had to get up this afternoon to come over here and report on Joe. You know more about what happens at the Rumble Palace than I do.
Don't talk so much. Go on in.
Well, I could use that sleep. I work until 4 in the morning. Sometimes 5.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Kind of close, isn't
it? Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe it'll be better when you open the window.
There's an exhaust fan. I'll turn on the exhaust fan.
Yeah, you do that. Hey, could I have a drink?
In the bar, right next to the radio.
Okay. It's worse over here.
Over where?
Here, by the bar. This is dull, isn't it?
Was.
That's what I mean, was. Why do you think the smell should be stronger right next to his bar?
How would I know? I'll open it. Pour us a drink. Here's the glass.
Even the glass smells.
I like to burn incense. Hold your glass. I'll pour you a drink. Here. One for me?
Hey.
Don't say it.
Your hands shake. You're as scared as me.
The smell?
Yeah, a smell like that. You know, even with the windows open, even with the fan gone, it's getting worse. You'd think it would clear up with the windows open and the fan going. But I don't guess that kind of smell ever works like other smells.
What kind of smell?
You know it as well as I do.
What kind of smell?
Hey, don't make me say it.
I want to know.
Okay. All right. It's dead smell. The kind of smell there is after people have passed away. You recognize it, too. I can tell by looking in your eyes. You recognize it. Hey. Oh, didn't you think maybe because it's bad?
No, I don't think it is a thing. You shut up about it.
Barker pretends to be angry. Does his best to work himself into a rage. A rage that will rid him of the sick, superstitious fear that fills his being. Well, Miss Mason, but if you may have read the sergeant correctly, it may be that your first attempt to soften Barker up is working. It also may be that you are in for a surprise. As we shall learn in tomorrow's exciting episode, so won't you join us? You know, miracles do happen, and Tide is the miracle that happens in your dish pan. Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap known. Yes, and Tide cuts grease better than any soap. Just think, you get no scum in the water when you wash your dishes with Tide. No greasy ring round the pan. No cloudy film on dishes and glasses. That's why they rinse and dry sparkling clear, even if you don't wipe them at all. Honestly, the minute you use Tide, you'll know you've found a completely new product. Why, Tide makes a different kind of suds. Richer, faster suds. Suds that are kind to your hands. And, lady, in hard water, Tide is a dream come true. Tide works up oceans of rich, instant suds, even in hardest water. And Tide, well, you really have to see it to believe it. So try Tide in your dish pan today.
Tide is just how Tide gets dishes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets dishes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Harry Mason, a
famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, is brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family watch. Try Tide yourself, and you'll agree you've never used anything like it. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.